March 10. Jesus, the mighty petitioner, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. John 17:20. Think of Christ, the adored of angels, in the attitude of a suppliant. He was a mighty petitioner, seeking at the hands of the Father fresh supplies of grace, and coming forth invigorated and refreshed to impart his lessons of assurance and hope. Look at his kneeling form, as in the moonlight hours he poured forth his soul to the Father. Behold the angels watching the earnest suppliant. His prayers rises to all heaven in our behalf. The disciples often witnessed Christ kneeling in prayer, their hearts broken and humbled. As their Lord and Savior rose from his knees, what did they read in his countenance and bearing? That he was braced for duty and prepared for trial. Prayer was a necessity of his humanity, and his petitions were often accompanied with strong crying and with agony of soul as he saw the necessities of his disciples, who, notwithstanding their own dangers, were often, under Satan's temptations, led away from duty into wrongdoing. Christ's life was pure and undefiled. He refused to yield to the temptations of the enemy. Had he yielded on one point, the human family would have been lost. Who can tell the agony that he endures as he sees Satan playing the game of life for the souls of those who claim to be his disciples, and sees them yielding point after point, allowing the soul's defenses to be broken down? We can form no conception of the agony that he endures at this sight. One soul lost, one soul given up to Satan's power, means more to him than the whole world. What an argument of power in the prayer, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are. John 17:21-22. Christ is represented as hunting, searching for the sheep that was lost. It is his love that encircles us, brings us back to the fold, giving us the privilege of sitting together with him in heavenly places.